Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter, coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Yours truly, Stephen A. Smith in the house. Number to call up, as always, is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS, right here over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Times are not good right now. We all know this. We all know that although the finger shouldn't necessarily point to one specific individual, well, damn it, why not? We might as well. Because in today's society, when you're looking for somebody to blame, give the president of the United States this much. He's an easy damn target. And you know why he's an easy damn target? I'm going to say why he's an easy damn target. I'm going to say why he's an easy damn target because it needs to be said. And I've heard a lot of people say different things in different ways and what have you, but I'm going to say it. As the late, great Joe Madison from Sirius XM, Urban Radio, Channel 126, every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m., did, God rest his soul, the Black Eagle, I'm going to put it for you where the goats can get it. That was his saying. I'm not going to take it away from him. I'm going to put it for you where the goats can get it. Do you know why it's easy to get at the president of the United States right now? To point the finger of blame at him. Because the president of the United States is f***ing up. That's why. Somebody got to say it, so I'm going to say it. He's f***ing up. And I'm sorry that I have to accentuate the things that need to be said by using profanity, but sometimes it's necessary just to get the point across. Because it is necessary in this particular instance. He's messing up so badly that the Republican Party and the GOP is in a world of trouble. Somebody better wake them up real quick. Now, I don't want the Democrats to be mad at me because, remember, I'm a registered independent. And I ain't trying to take sides as it pertains to individuals. I'll take sides when it comes to policy. I'll take sides when it comes to the interests of the United States of America. I'll take sides on a case-by-case basis. But overall, I'm not a party-affiliated guy. Not speaking as individuals, not speaking towards individuals, but speaking collectively, I can't stand none of your asses because of the kind of things that we've been witnessing take place. But it needs to be said that the president is messing up so bad that the GOP is in danger of eviscerating its own self to a degree that it may never recover from, or at the very least take a long time to recover from, assuming the Democrats don't resemble idiots and mess up the momentum that has accidentally fallen right in their lap. You can't make this stuff up. Christmas has arrived for the Democratic Party in the month of March 2026. You just can't make it up. This is what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on right here. We got the SAVE Act issue. We've got the war in Iran as an issue. We've got gas prices going up. We can't ignore that. Cost of living, affordability. We got a vice president going on a circuit, lying his ass off, talking about how times were worse with gas prices under the Biden administration, when clearly the price of gas right now is more than it was during the Biden administration. That is a fact. $3.86 right now, national average gas price. I understand this ain't California. It's much worse there with Gavin Newsom as the governor. But nevertheless, the national average wasn't to this point under Joe Biden. It is to this point with Donald Trump. Does he seem to care? Not so much. Did he mention the shooting at ODU, Old Dominion University? No. Did he mention what happened when somebody ran into a synagogue recently? No. And then you got this war going on. He's saying it ain't a war. But what are we looking at right now? It is now day 19 of the conflict in the Middle East. It spread at least across a dozen countries, effectively shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, to Western shipping. That's 20% of oil in the world that goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And he's talking about, oh, ain't no problem, ain't no problem. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. How could you think otherwise? We're winning the war. It's not really a war, but if it were a war, we're winning. We're winning the war. That is not a war. This is what he's saying. This is the kind of nonsensical shit coming out his mouth. And somehow, some way, you've got Republicans out there playing a role of apologist, forgetting to do their job and thinking it's not going to come back to cost them. This is one of the worst disruptions to global energy supply since the 1970s oil embargo, by the way, driving crude oil prices up above 40%. I got researchers for this stuff. This ain't stuff I come out of the womb knowing. I don't know this stuff until I read about it. According to CNBC, roughly 9 million barrels of oil per day, about 10% of the global supply, remains bottlenecked in the region with absolutely nowhere to go. You got ships and people being interviewed on 60 Minutes, scared to move because a drone might hit them. They've been there for the whole 19 days. Oil prices are spiking up. Airports, flights have been delayed and canceled. Airports are packed. The American consumer has been drastically inconvenienced. And he don't have COVID as an excuse this time. Because there's no COVID pandemic going on as we speak. Look right there. This is my poll. Ladies and gentlemen, I took the liberty of conducting my own poll on my own X pages. Because I'm Stephen A, baby. That's why I could do that. Got my own poll on X. Over 15,000 people responded to this question. Oil prices rising, flights delayed, markets shaky. How much of this war is about energy control? Bigger than energy, 47% said so. Mostly about oil, 36% said so. Partially economic, 9% said so. Purely security, an ignorant ass 8% said so. There's no way that you can look at this and say this is purely about security. Iran was not an imminent threat. This, at least according to somebody who used to work for Trump, just resigned. And why did that happen? Because Mr. Joe Kent, who was the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, former Green Beret, by the way, 11 combat deployments, 6 Bronze Star medals, and a close aide to Tulsi Gabbard, Department of National Security, was as MAGA as they come. This man resigns earlier this week. What does he say? After much reflection, I have decided to resign from my position as director of National Counterterrorism Center effective today. I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. I pray that you will reflect upon what we are doing in Iran and who we are doing it for. The time for bold action is now. You can reverse course and chart a new path for our nation, or you can allow us to slip further toward decline and chaos. You hold the cards. Now, again, I think the president is fucking up. But I don't support that. Mr. Joe Kent, respectfully, where the hell have you been? Why couldn't you just resign and go away quietly? Why are you diming your boss out like that? You're so appalled by all of this. Where was this vitriol? Where was this stubbornness? Weren't you complicit with some of the other actions that he made when Iran was bombed last June? You didn't say anything then. So, and to the Jewish community out there, let me be very, very clear. I don't blame them if they're in an uproar over Joe Kent, because what you're doing is basically saying that Israel instigated this war. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu is on the record saying no. Other Israelis and other members of the Jewish community are saying no. And a statement like that by Joe Kent could easily be used as an excuse for individuals out there to engage in anti-Semitism, which is fomented and grown, and we all need to speak out against that. Because there's plenty of Jews that don't agree with Benjamin Netanyahu. There's plenty of Jewish individuals that don't agree with what's going on right now with the United States and Israel collaborating with one another against Iran in this fashion. So we don't need to sit there and engage in condemnation towards a community of people. And nobody is implying otherwise. So I'm not down for what Joe Kent did, but it is worth noting that if you are Donald Trump and the fact that had happened on your watch, that's the latest indication that things are falling apart by the seams. Here's another one of my polls. And guys, get that echo out of my ear, please. I don't like hearing myself twice. Here's the deal. Another poll I personally did on X. Again, over 15,000 responses. I asked the question, did the U.S. enter this war on its own terms or because of allies? On my X platform, Stephen A. Smith, 75% said the war is being influenced by Israel. 100% U.S. decision, only 13% feel that way. A strategic necessity, only 11% feel that way. Global pressure, only 1% feel that way. So most people think this is about Israel, which fed into what Joe Kent said. Either way you slice it, if you're Donald Trump, how could this possibly be a good thing? How could this possibly be a good thing? And if you're the GOP, it's even worse for you. Because you see, Donald Trump ain't running for third terms. Unless he wants to circumvent the Constitution of the United States, the 22nd Amendment, and run for a third term in office. Where's Donald Trump going? He's going home with the billions of dollars he's collected as president of the United States between him and his sons and other family members and stuff like that. Whether it's Witkoff, whether it's his son-in-law, Kushner, whether it's his son, Donald Jr. or Eric or somebody else, clearly Donald Trump is worth billions more than he was before he returned to office January 20th of 2026. Here's a question. What has America gotten for this? What has the GOP gotten for this? He's Teflon Don, no doubt about it. We all know he operates with a different set of physics than everybody else in politics. Always has, always will. He's bent rules. He's bent norms. He's walked away clean. And the GOP, here's where they made the mistake, y'all. They started thinking it's their party instead of recognizing it's his party, that the stuff that he gets away with, they'll never get away with. So when you co-sign every salacious or insidious thing that this man elects to do, assuming you view it that way, where is that going to get a Marco Rubio? Where is that going to get a J.D. Vance? Where is that going to get any GOP potential nominee? Because you see, well, the thing that's missing with all of this other stuff, and I keep going back to this, is the GOP and how they look. I have never been one to engage in condemnation about the president. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's this. He's that. No, he's a powerful individual that tries to get his way while in power. It's up to 435, the majority of 435 congressional figures to stop him. It's up to the majority of 100 United States senators to stop him. It's up to our courts to exercise their judicial responsibility and stop him. How many presidents would get away with a whole bunch of stuff if they could with impunity? He pushes the envelope, no doubt, probably unlike any president in history, no doubt. But the bottom line is they'll all try if you let them. And you get to teach them that they don't have to worry about ramifications and repercussions. But if you do nothing, where's that going to get you? The GOP has done nothing to police him and rein him in. You got the SAVE Act going on where we're focusing on that now and identification. Even a guy like Senator Fetterman out of Pennsylvania, who's been willing to side with those on the right, thought that they were a bit too extreme because of the ID requirements and the alienation of 20 to 25 million people who would consider themselves disenfranchised. Now, the right will tell you what's wrong with an ID. When is an ID not required? We get all of that part. Most Americans, black, white, and everything in between, understand that you need an ID. But when your driver's license ain't enough, when a real ID ain't enough, when the likelihood is that you need a passport, and even then you have to have proof of citizenship, and you can't do the mail-in balloting and all of that other stuff, then all of a sudden it gets a bit more dicey. And it seems to create the kind of inconvenience that the Democrats have been complaining about. Now, did Chuck Schumer and others go too far with Jim Crow 2.0? Of course they did. Were they engaging in hyperbole? Absolutely. But their point, in terms of it being a bit more stringent and a bit more difficult, in a concerted effort to prevent individuals otherwise licensed and legalized to legitimately vote to not do so, certainly they can make that argument. Now, it's not lost on me that the Democrats just want votes from anybody they can get it from. And they don't mind letting some illegals vote either. And that's inexcusable. And I get that. But none of that absolves the GOP from what we're seeing right now. Affordability is an issue. Gas prices is an issue. Food is an issue. Travel, convenience, and safety. 366 TSA workers have quit. 50,000 have gone unpaid. What the hell is happening to this country? We think it's okay for people to show up to work and not get paid? You got people quitting their jobs or calling in sick? Usually, no more than 2% of people call in sick. Over the last 2 or 3 days, a minimum of 10% have called in because they're not getting paid. They got to get money to pay their damn bills. We got the nerve to ask them to work, to insist that they work, not pay them, but still send them bills. Excuse my language. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? This is some straight bullshit. It's got to stop. This is not what America is supposed to be. This is not what America is supposed to be about. We as American citizens are not supposed to be treated this way. And the GOP got their fingerprints written all over it because they've allowed the president to get away with it. I have been one. I'm down with Donald Trump closing the borders because they never should have been opened by Joe Biden. I'm down for that. I wasn't totally against the tariff wars because I wanted to see how it worked. Hell, we $38.99 trillion in debt. Up over $2 billion in debt, an additional $2 billion over the last year. $39 trillion. Up $2.23 trillion in 1 year. I understand we got to try something. I'm down for safety in the streets. I'm down for strong national security. I was totally against using every means necessary to try to throw Donald Trump in jail. 34 felony accounts. You went after this man and tried to throw him in jail for the rest of his life and you didn't think he was going to come back after you. You should have made sure you got him. You didn't do it. So his vengeance tour, he's coming at your asses. You deserve it. You should have did what you got. How the hell we got a constitution in the United States of America where you could be a convicted felon and still run for office? How come you didn't make sure that language was modified? You didn't do it. You brought some of this on yourself. But it doesn't negate the fact that we're here and that the GOP got their 30 fingerprints written all over it. Yes, you look at Donald Trump right now, approval rating, disapproval rating growing amongst independents who believe the economy has gotten worse since Trump's inauguration. The number is at 52% right now. His disapproval rating, it's at 52% and growing. Show me another one, Griff. Keep it coming. 64% disapproval rate growing. Americans who say they think Trump is out of touch with concerns of most people. 64%. So much of relating to the younger audience. So much of relating to Generation X. So much of relating to the people, to the common folks. I said when he got elected that you know how pathetic the Democratic Party was? 77 million voters out there said he was closer to normal than they were. That's how pathetic the Democratic Party was. But now it's shifting because Trump is gradually, if not rapidly, regressing to an absolute unmitigated disaster. You even got folks on MAGA saying, what's the reason for this war? Why are we going at it with Iran? They got proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and Lord knows who else. They got thousands of drones. They bombed a hotel at Dubai. We don't even have an American base there. Who knows what proxies they have? Who knows what allies they may attack? You got Trump, got the audacity, the unmitigated gall to have an attitude with NATO and folks under its umbrella because they won't come to his aid and support the United States in the war against Iran. Do you not remember how you talked about them and how you treated them when you threw tariffs at their ass every 2 seconds? You think they forgot? You think they forgot? I mean, you can't make this up. This is some nonsense. How many times have I tried to tell y'all? Stephen A. Smith's a capitalist. Proud of it. Ain't gonna be a socialist. Ain't gonna be a communist. I ain't down for that. I'm an American citizen. I'm proud to be an American. I'm a capitalist all day, every day. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Let me be very, very clear. Here's what I don't believe. This is me imitating Trump. Not his voice, just his behavior. You ain't shit. You'll never be shit. You never was shit. I can't stand you. You disgust me. You mean nothing to me. By the way, give me your help. That's Trump. Germany, Greece, Canada, China. I mean, this is basically how he talked. Where did you think that was going to get you? How much did you think you could play the bully before this stuff came back to bite you? But the problem is, see, as the president of the United States, he's still good. It's the rest of us that's in trouble. See, he got his billions. He's got his relationships. The man talked about building a resort in Gaza. Lord knows what they got going on elsewhere. Didn't he get a Jeff or Qatar from Qatar? $1.4 billion in personal profit since returning to office. $1.4 billion is the number. I personally think that's a bit low, but that's what the research shows. You can't make this up. It's so bad. By the way, according to Tim Carney, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, at their peak after 2016, Republicans controlled 31 governorships and 68 state legislative chambers. Today, according to Ballotpedia, they're down to 26 governorships and 57 chambers. That's a clear decline during Trump's 10-year hold over the party. According to Quinnipiac University poll conducted March 6th to 8th, the most recent, Trump's approval among the independent voters sits at just 28%, with 66% disapproving, a net rating of minus 38 points, the lowest level recorded for independents in that polling series. CNN reports that over the past year, Trump's approval among independents has dropped 15 points to 26%, the lowest it's been in either of his terms. These are voters the GOP needs to win an election, especially in the post-Trump era. Why am I saying all of this? Because there's nobody out there that is Trump for the GOP. None of y'all could get away with the stuff he's got away with. None of y'all could garner the level of popularity and support that he has garnered. Which means that it would behoove you to not flow with him, not side with him, not okay and condone every damn thing he does. In other words, show you got some balls, a spine. Because if you don't, you will fall. He ain't falling. He's just leaving. He's leaving with at least an additional $1.4 billion in his pocket, which is probably more. He gonna be all right. His children are gonna be all right. His grandchildren is gonna be all right. His family members and his boys are gonna be all right. What about y'all? What about y'all? 866-96-POTUS is the number to call up. That's 866-96-POTUS. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Right here over Sirius XM POTUS Radio, channel 124. Got an interesting guest coming up. Talking to us about the SAVE Act. Talking to us about the war with Iran. All of that and more coming up. Don't go away. It's Stephen A. in the house. You know what time it is.